Allie Aguilar's softball timeline goes back to the age of 7. Now at 24, the former University of Washington All-America infielder is at the top of the sport representing the USA in the Summer Olympics. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? Thank you for tuning in. Sports Commentary. This is Greg Stewart. By the way, this is a show you have sponsored with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need to connect and give remotely at WWIB.com. Allie and Team America will have to wait till next year to live the Olympic dream with the postponement of the Summer Games until 2021. But Allie has not postponed a visit again on Sports and Commentary. Glad to connect with her from her home in Northern California right now. So last time we talked about the fact that you may, if things open up in Cali, go and play some pro softball, Allie. You did play pro softball, what was it, last year in Japan, in Tokyo. And so going back to that country, not this year, but at least next year, is going to be something special, I bet, for you.
Yes, it'll be so awesome. Hopefully I'll get to, like, see the people that I played with and stuff like that. But that country is so special. It really had, I mean, being there too really helped me grow as a person, as a player, and in my faith a lot. So that place has a special place in my heart as well.
Yeah, I bet you could be the official tour guide for the team next year, huh?
Maybe not. We have another girl on our team that has played in Japan for like 11 years, so I would probably hand that off to her.
Okay, she knows a few more nooks and crannies in Japan, huh? So how big a sport is softball in Japan?
It's I would say it's popular, more popular than in America. They love their baseball and softball, so I would say it's pretty popular.
Okay. Well, we've always considered softball as sort of America's sport. But as you said, it's gone worldwide. What other countries could compete in 2021 at the Summer Olympics in your sport?
Yeah, I mean, if you look back, 2008 was the last time that softball was in the Olympics. And USA was pretty dominant. It was like USA and Japan that were in the championship games every single time. But over the years, the game has definitely developed and gotten a lot better, a lot more, you know, information and technology and things like that. So I think that every team, there's 6 teams in the Olympics, and every team, I think, is going to be tough. I mean, you have us, Canada, Japan, Mexico, Italy, and Australia. They're all really great competition, so it will be very, very competitive.
Yeah, this will be your first Olympic experience, Allie. What does it mean to represent your country?
I think it's a huge honor. It's like so funny sometimes, like I'm like, oh, I'm literally representing the entire country. Like, it's a crazy thought to be able to have, but it's an honor and a blessing. I know God has put me in this position to be able to be on this platform and have this opportunity. So I'm just like humbled and really grateful. And yeah, it's crazy to think like, oh, I'm representing the entire United States of America, but it's really cool.
Yeah. And even better than that, you're representing your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as a believer in him, a follower of Christ. As you talk to the Lord about this delay of your Olympic dream, Allie, what has he said to you through his spirit about maybe why this happened?
Yeah, I think that before this was happening, for me personally, I was on tour, so we were playing a lot of games with the USA softball team. We were, you know, we were in Florida, Palm Springs, Arizona, San Diego, you know, Seattle. We were traveling all over and things were getting really, really, really busy. And it was hard to like get that alone time that I wanted to get with God. And so I felt like when this all happened, we were sent back home. I feel like God was showing me like he has allowed this quarantine to happen to be able to like quote unquote, like isolate his people or people that don't know him and be able to like talk to them and share like that deep intimacy that he wants to be able to speak to them. So for me, I feel like he's been talking to me about just getting alone with him and putting everything on pause and him really being able to speak and just me being able to be in a position and a posture to like hear his voice and spend that intimate time with him and get to know him even deeper. And so I feel like that's what he spoke to me recently during this time.
Yes, yes. Be still and know that I am God. Huh? I mean, this shutdown, this delay, and the extraordinary life that we're living right now really cuts through the fluff of everyday life, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You think about, like, people not being able to work, like me not being able to play softball, all these seasons canceled. It's like those are all just things that we get to do, but when it comes down to, like, who we really are, like, all we really need, you know, and what really matters is God. Like, nothing, I just think it's interesting that, like, nothing can separate us from God and having relationship with him. Mm-hmm. It could be any circumstance, any situation, seasons canceled, seasons happening, jobs, you know, on hold or jobs, like, happening. And every single circumstance, we're able to be connected to God. So, yes, it's just taken me back to, like, what truly matters. And although, like, I know that at all times, this has really solidified that truth in my life.
Great. 24-year-old Allie Aguilar of Team USA, the softball team. Things are on hold for her as far as her sport is concerned right now. But good Lord willing, in 2021, we'll have the Summer Olympic Games. And softball is back for the first time in 12 years as an Olympic sport. Allie, thanks again for coming by. Thanks for spending a couple of days with us here on Sports and Commentary. God bless you.
Thank you.